Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
A lot of people have been waiting for this day. 20 years in the making. Following 9/11, federal authorities from Homeland Security Institute, what's now become known as Real ID. And the deadline has been kicked down the road. And certainly after COVID, they kept kicking it. But today is the day. We go live to Pittsburgh International Airport. Director of Public Affairs is Bob Kerlick. Robert, good morning.
Larry, thanks for having me.
So, what is the situation at the airport? We're hearing our own Tamira Rush has been out there all morning. Things are moving really well.
Yeah, things went very well this morning. From what we've seen, the vast majority of people that had come to the checkpoint did indeed have real ID, which made the line go much more quickly, I think. And, you know, really, the airport, we've done everything we can to make the Real ID transition easier for people. And that, you know, public awareness, of course, has been key. It's been all over the news for several years. We have the in-terminal notifications. And then this morning, we had customer service staff, TSA, had other folks on hand in the lines to make sure that people were aware of where they needed to go and what they needed to be. But for the most part this morning, everything went very, very smoothly.
Bob, I know you're not with TSA, so you probably know all the specifics, but we've been reporting that people who don't have a real ID are being allowed to fly after additional screening. What does that consist of in general? Do you know?
I'd have to let TSA speak to that. That's not something they're not sharing. They're not sharing the, you know, what I'll say, the nitty-gritty details with us on that and exactly what the additional screening means. But we do know that folks that do show up with a real ID as of now are not being turned away, and they are subject to that additional screening. I believe Secretary Noem spoke to that somewhat this week on Capitol Hill. How long that continues, I'm not sure. That's really a question for TSA. But for now, folks without real ID are subject to that additional screening.
But Bob, we did hear they reconfigured the TSA checkpoints at Pittsburgh International. And can you describe for passengers who may be headed that way how that is now configured?
Sure. So what they have done, what TSA has done, is basically everybody that has TSA pre-check needs to go through the main checkpoint. So the TSA PreCheck is not offered at the alternate checkpoint any longer. And so during the early, and both checkpoints will be open to regular non-TSA PreCheck passengers. However, during 4 to 7 a.m., during the busy time in the morning, that's our busiest rush, I'll say, usually, people without real, excuse me, I'm getting real ID and PreCheck confused. People without TSA PreCheck may be directed up to the alternate exclusively. And that's because they want to make sure that they have enough PreCheck lanes open for everybody. And they believe that that is the most efficient way to move passengers through. Now, and that's only on certain days when they feel like that there's a big crush of PreCheck passengers coming through. This morning, they did have regular passengers were going through both the main and the alternate checkpoints this morning. Monday, they were sending all non-PreCheck passengers up to the alternate. So it's something that TSA is handling on a day-by-day basis, but it's only during that early morning hours from that 4 to 7 a.m., and they want to let people know, have staff on hand that's letting people know during that time.
Bob, it must be kind of a challenge to coordinate things with TSA, seeing how the airport authority is in charge of, you know, so much, but then TSA has their own turf there. It does present some challenges, I would imagine.
Well, TSA controls the checkpoints nationwide, right? So that's something that all airports, you know, work with their TSA partners. Certainly with the Real ID, this is something we've been working closely with them on for several years. Of course, we've known that this is coming. So, you know, it's a unique situation, I guess, but it's something that all airports, again, across the country are working with.
All right. Before we let you go, Bob, how's the progress on the new aeropuerto? We still good to open this year?
We are still good. We're on track for later this year, sometime in the fall. And I'll give a quick plug. We're actually hosting in conjunction. There's a conference. It's called the World Innovation Summit. And it's something we're hosting in tandem with the Future Travel Experience, and that's an aviation trade organization. And we're hosting this conference beginning next week. I'll be sending out some notices about it later this week, but it will actually be hosted inside the new terminal the first day of the conference next Tuesday. So we will have a couple hundred people that will be in the new terminal Tuesday night as part of this World Innovation Summit. A lot of airlines, a lot of trade folks that will be attending that. So we're really excited about that. They're making a lot of progress in the new terminal, and we are on track for an opening later this year.
And thank you again for the tour. It's been probably a month or so. I'm excited. I know a lot of people are too. We appreciate the time and the update, Bob. Thank you.
Thanks, Larry, and thanks for coming on the tour. We appreciated having you.
You got it. Bob Kerlick, who is the Director of Public Affairs, Allegheny County Airport Authority, of course, Pittsburgh International. Coming up next, he is one of the most talented comedians I've ever met. Frank Caliendo, Paul, who's the great imitation guy.
Oh, I love Frank.
I asked him to do Coach Gruden because he's been talking about Will Howard, the quarterback the Steelers selected from Ohio State.
Yeah, you know, Gruden has been popping up in social media feeds and news stories a lot lately.
Yeah, He's got to be a coach at some point again. We'll see. But Frank Kelly,
we will be telling you a little bit more, what little we do know right now, about a Steelers trade involving George Pickens and a leading candidate for the papacy. Seth Doan from CBS will tell you about him at 8:30 on the Voice of Pittsburgh News Radio, KDKA.
Rich Fitzgerald just shared with me a friend of his sent him a handicapping sheet on the Cardinals.
I am not the least bit surprised.
And the top 10 say papable. All right, I've been waiting for this for days. I first met Frank Caliendo when George Bush was president, and now you can see him on the radio with our Super Stream VMix, kdkradio.com, presented by Metropolitan Window Company. Frank, good morning.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing great. I'm excited because we're going to Ireland with the Steelers. We're going to play a game over in Dublin. We don't know who officially yet, but you know who's been talking about the Steelers' quarterback pick, Will Howard from Ohio State? Your friend John Gruden.
Has started to do it already, man. I tell you what, Will Howard, this guy's a tremendous talent. Only a 3-star athlete coming out of high school, but he went to Kansas State. And that wasn't where he's going to end up, man, because of the transfer portal. He ends up at Ohio State, and guess what? Wins the national championship. But I'll tell you what, best part of his career hasn't even happened yet, man. He's over there. Now he's getting picked up by the Pittsburgh Steelers. That's Triple P, picked up Pittsburgh Steelers. Almost missed Pittsburgh on that, man. See how I did that? That's a problem. You ever hear that guy, Dr. Seuss, man? You ever hear that guy?
Oh, yeah.
Dr. Seuss, I am Sam, Sam I am. I will not eat green eggs and ham. That's easier to say than picked up by the Pittsburgh Steelers. I'll tell you what, that's a probability factor right there. Potential.
And now we hear that George Pickens may be picked up by the Dallas Cowboys.
You just did it. You just did. That's where I was going to go with that, man. George Pickens. I can't get through Pickens, man.
Oh, man,
Pickens,
Frank.
Picked up by the Dallas Cowboys from the Pittsburgh Steelers. Probability possible.
Love it, man. You have been, since you met me, your career just took off. But I first met you because a friend of mine in Birmingham, Jeff Tyson, who grew up here in Pittsburgh, went to college and high school with me. He goes, you got to talk to this guy, Frank. He does an unbelievable John Madden. Was it John Madden that really put you on the map initially?
Yeah, the Madden thing was the, you know, you talk about the things you have in your life that are a part of what you do and the things that you don't have. And the things that you do have are the things people care about, and the things you don't have, I mean, you think about where that was going. Like, I want to try that seashells by the seashore. And that's Will Howard picked by the Pittsburgh Steelers. That's popping, man. That's, I don't know. I don't think Madden would say popping. I'll tell you what, man. I would say that's going to be a popping possibility, man.
How many
I'm stuck on these P's.
Impressions, how many different people now over the years have you been able to do? I'm sure you got to count.
You know, I don't know. I don't count it.
Come on, man.
It's because then you start counting cartoon characters and then people nobody remembers anymore. So I don't know. There's probably 50 that are mainstays, you know, the Morgan Freemans. And that's when he realized he was going to have trouble with the P alliteration, trying to pop those P's. Perpetually. Look at that. Find another word right there. Or, a Robert Downey Jr. or an Adam Sandler kind of thing. There we go. That's going to be good. Or sports. Talk about Mel Kiper Jr. Talk about tremendous draft pick. Will Howard in the sixth round. Talk about a guy who just won a national championship. In the old days, you know, whatever happened to Shador Sanders? How can they even pick Shador Sanders, Larry? Shador Sanders got to pick with Shador. I don't think anybody knows how to pick a quarterback in the NFL.
Mel Kiper kind of came unglued.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to the Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
On draft night over the weekend.
I love it.
About
love it.
That. Yeah.
Mel's the nicest guy in the world. You don't see that on TV because he's so into his job, but really the nicest guy in the world. And I can't wait to ask him about that.
One of the things seeing your act many times in person is your ability to switch voices and you did this whole thing like the Wizard of Oz with different people. I love one of my favorites that you do is Al Pacino because he's what an iconic guy.
Yeah, that's always fun. The fact that he's chewing gum for no reason. Some people say he's chewing the scenery. I say, no, I'm chewing gum. Whoa. Yelling for no reason. That's what it's all about. Come on, Larry. Play the game.
Paul, you got to have question.
The switching is because of I grew up loving Jonathan Winters and Robin Williams.
Oh well, did you see? I'm sure you did when they were on Carson together at the same time. It was hysterical. I was crying. I was laughing so hard.
Yeah, that's the stuff. I guess we have two crazy people here. Oh, my goodness, who knew? What do you think? I thought it was a little weird that all three of us would be here at the same time. Yes, I'm not even sure who's talking right now. It's me, and here we go. Help me. Oh, it's time to help him. It's Dr. Daddy here, and I'm going to make things better. I guess we're going to go to commercial. We'll be right back.
What about our president? And you've done all the presidents back. Well, again, I met you when George Bush was in office.
I remember that, Lair. It was an interesting time. It was pre-internets. there was no social-fied media. And then Barack Obama came along. And that was a very different time that we will all remember.
And then, of course, it became very different, very different. A lot of people are saying probably the best. A lot of people are saying that, but not me. Not me. I would never say something good about myself. And what do you think, Joe?
Folks, when I was a young man growing up in Scranton, Pennsylvania, 3045 from 500 to 600, from 600 AD to the fall of the Roman Empire. Come on. Folks, it's no joke. We're not joking around. Jokes, come on.
Well, and now I'm back, and I'm better than ever. Very good.
And you're going to be back.
I'm not sure what happened, guys. That was weird. I like the thing with Carson on there.
You called us, instead of KDK, you named us Kadeka, as George Bush, I remember.
Kadeka. Yeah, you guys were the best, man. Reminded me of Mike Ditka, but that had T in it as well, you know?
And Mike Ditka's from here, Aliquippa, Pennsylvania.
Of course he is, man. Mike Ditka's from everywhere. He's omniscified.
And you're coming back to town next week, right?
Yeah, I will be at the Frankville, and I might too, and I'm everywhere. I'm doing everything I can. That's my library trunk. Shh,
very quiet, very quiet. And then nothing. No. So I
will be at the Pittsburgh Improv next Friday and Saturday. I don't know exactly what their site is, but my site is frankonstage.com, which will take you to the Pittsburgh Improv site to get tickets. So frankonstage.com brings you to the Pittsburgh Improv. And that's probably pittsburgh.improv.com or something, but I don't want to give it. I just gave out the wrong information. Well, that's misinformation.
Fake news. He's giving the wrong one.
No, we got
you. Gotta get the right frankonstage.com, quite frankly, the best way. You don't even have to spell Caliendo.
Well, when you get to town, come see us, Frank, and appreciate the time.
Absolutely, yeah.
Looking forward to it, my friend. Thank you.
It was great to talk to you guys at Kadeka.
All right, partner. Appreciate you. Frank Caliendo.
How does he shift gears so quickly like that?
Frankonstage.com. I don't know. It's pretty remarkable.
Amazing.
I've always enjoyed, you know, back in the day, Rich Little and all the great impressionists, but he's right up there with anybody. Morning show. Looks like a spectacular weather day on this real ID deadline that's turned out to be not such a big deal after 20 years. And we have Tamara Rush from our newsroom at Pittsburgh International Airport and getting updates on how that process is going. And so far, so good. And every other week, we check in with the president and CEO of the Urban League of Greater Pittsburgh, Carlos T. Carter. Carlos, good morning.
Good morning. Feel like I haven't talked to you in a while.
I know. How you been?
Not bad. Continue to navigate these uncertain times.
Yeah, that's kind of the theme for a lot of people because there are a lot of things up in the air. And in the world you live in, running a very large and important nonprofit organization, you count on some certainty, especially when it comes to funding. So with the uncertainty and the anxiety that comes with it, how does this impact your ability to function and thrive?
It definitely, I think, you know, just for me, nonprofit leaders, business leaders, you know, like you said, when we're uncertain about the future, you know, whether it's, you know, your security of your job, you know, global events, health concerns, it can trigger stress and anxiety. You know, the stress, you know, can make it harder to concentrate. It can disrupt sleep and affect our decision-making over time. Chronic stress can lead to burnout, even physical health issues. So this uncertainty can have real implications on you. And like you said, for a nonprofit such as ours, it can be difficult because a lot of decisions being made negatively impact the people that we serve and the ability to fund them. So it like underscores the need for us to have donors to support the work so we can meet the needs of that continue to grow.
as a leader, that adds another layer for you because people are looking to you for guidance. So what's your messaging?
Yeah, I'd say a lot of things that I do is pretty much is like, you know, focus on what I can control, you know, establishing routine, seeking support, practicing self-care. You know, by doing so, we can build resilience and continue to move forward even in certain times. And for me, even more so, is my faith, working out, having people to talk to, trying to remain positive, and, you know, and also helping others, too, continue to try and inspire others, encourage others, also support you, turning off the news, not the Big K Morning Show. And social media can be helpful, too.
Thank you.
Because that can further fan the flames of fear and anxiety if you keep looking at the stuff on the news and all the craziness. It doesn't help.
Yeah, you bring up a good point, and that is you have to walk a line, you know, in terms of managing your time and how much some people, we call it, and I learned this from my producer, Aaron, doom scroll, where people go down a rabbit hole in the negativity of what's going on, and it can very easily be overwhelming. You walk a line between knowing what's going on that's important and then not going too far over the line, right?
Yeah, and in a way, our brains are wired, like with social media and things, like all these dopamines are produced, so it's like a drug, it's like an addict. And so it's hard for people to pull away, but like you said, it becomes a rabbit hole, so we have to shut it off and find other things to do, you know, like doing mindfulness. And I think a big thing that's helpful, I think, for me is like really, I'm reading a book, Inner Excellence, which is pretty awesome, and it says, like, the problem isn't a problem, it's how you respond to the problem. And so seeing everything as a learning opportunity, like, what can we do differently? What can we learn? How can we grow? Easier said than done, but I think kind of taking a different perspective. And also think seeking professional help, you know, coaches can helpful. You know, I've had coaches, you know, I'm an ICF trained coach, and so that's helpful too, connecting with family members. So there's a lot of things we can do, but I think that, like you said, constant strolling, and you know, the algorithm too on the internet shows you what you like, so you see more and more of it, and it just can be, and people say reckless stuff online, it's like some of it is like not good, some of it is good, but some of it's pretty bad.
Well, I know, and the lines are blurred a lot with artificial intelligence. We've seen a lot of fake post where it looks like somebody famous is saying something they didn't say. You have to be careful. You really have to pay attention. And you mentioned something that caught my attention. You're reading a book. I think the old-fashioned reading a book can be very therapeutic.
I agree, especially like before bedtime. I think reading a book is very helpful. And I'm actually writing another book myself, actually. And so I like to read, and again, reading Inner Excellence is pretty amazing. But like even writing and things like that, and I've started like doing like my little inspirational videos, again, helping other people. That helps me. Like I'll do little short things on Instagram and things like that. But like just because if you're experiencing anxiety, when you create, it's hard to experience anxiety when you're creating. But I think those old-fashioned outlets and things like that, and again, look for things that are bigger than you, right? When we just worry about ourselves and our situation, it becomes worse when we try to figure out how can we help others and inspire others, as I'm trying to do today, right? And that can be very fulfilling for ourselves, and we take the tension away from ourselves and our circumstances into helping and supporting others. And of course, right now, people need that more than ever, you know, from these storms, but also the other political storms that have real consequences.
Carlos, always appreciate the time and your insight. Thank you. We'll talk to you in a couple of weeks.
My pleasure. Take care, Larry. Bye.
Carlos T. Carter, President and CEO of the Urban League of...
And White News Desk, it's deadline day for Americans flying domestically or entering a federal building because a real ID is required.
This law went into effect 20 years ago. Congress passed it in 2005. The deadline for when it would be enforced has been pushed repeatedly.
Yes. Yeah. 2 decades, and now they're saying, well, if you don't come with it, we'll check you out a little longer, and then we're going to let you go.
The process of selecting a new pope is about to begin at the Vatican.
The world will learn, everyone will learn at the same time, and we'll learn through these old ways of doing things, smoke billowing from the chimney that's been installed on the Sistine Chapel.
It's an exciting time for not only Catholics, I think a lot of people, just out of pure curiosity to find out how this process goes.
And it's all secret, Larry. Everybody finds out at the same time what happened.
And as you pointed out, they go through exhaustive technical sweeps of the Sistine Chapel. They're jamming so that there can be no cell phone or wireless access.
And all the cardinals are turning over their phones for the duration of the conclave. I would imagine that some of these cardinals are going to be going through some withdrawal, right?
Yes, those two.
Hey, reports say a trade is in the works to send George Pickens from the Steelers to the Cowboys, and I've just found out that it would involve a third-round pick in 2026 and a fifth-round pick in 2027, and that would give the Steelers not one, not two, but three third-round picks next year.
Is it worth it? I'm sure that's what they're going to speculate. It's not official yet, but sounds like it may happen. Thanks, Paul.
Stock markets continued to dip Tuesday, with the Federal Reserve expected to hold firm on interest rates today, despite President Trump's push for a rate cut. The Dow dropped 389 points. The Nasdaq lost 154. S&P was down 43 points. WW, formerly known as Weight Watchers, has filed for bankruptcy amid efforts to evolve into a telehealth service provider. Chapter 11 status will allow the weight loss program to eliminate its more than $1 billion in debt. WW expects the bankruptcy to last fewer than 90 days, reporting strong support from debt holders. A federal lawsuit is moving forward against Burger King over the size of its signature Whopper. Customers in several states accuse the fast food chain of misleading ads. They say make the burgers appear 35% larger than they actually are. The restaurant insists its burgers are the same size, but may be less pretty when presented in person. And it's being called the ultimate snack collaboration, Cheez-Its and pizza. The new concoction hits select store freezers this week, featuring Cheez-It flavored cracker crust with your favorite toppings. Options include four cheese, pepperoni, or cheddar jack supreme. That's your CBS Money Watch report for this Wednesday morning. I'm Jesse Mitchell, CBS News, New York.